Gotta admit, we almost didn't make it. The streak almost ended at, was it three? But that is not the case, folks. That is not the case. The streak continues of us putting out weekly episodes every weekend of the Call to Arms podcast. I have COVID this week, myself and the entire family, which means my wife and our dear sweet son. That's a conversation for another time. But if this man can put up 25 points in a quarter on what is the worst broken ankle we've seen played on in the history of the NBA, then I think I can probably put together a little bit of a podcast. This is taken from our Republica Huddle conversation with one of the 75 best to ever do it, one of the greatest point guards to ever touch a basketball, the ultimate Detroit bad boy himself, NBA champion and NBA legend, Isaiah Thomas, is on the podcast. My voice, as it is right now, sounds terrible because of all of the Omicron symptoms, so I'll spare you that and jump into the conversation we had with IT, the original IT, a few weeks back. So here it is, the Call to Arms pod, as always, produced and made possible by the amigo Toby from HR. Original art is by Alan Martin, and original theme is Tropical Vikings by Careless Music Manila. My name is Nico Ramos, and this, it's my flu game. It's my flu game. This is the Call to Arms podcast.
Something going on around the islands. Money flowing wherever I've been promised. Just another Viking in the tropics. Taking over, trying to stop this novice. Make it killing, I'm finna conquer. I'm a dreamer, the floor is lava. Something going on around the islands. Straight fire when we vibe and promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this probably is the biggest moment of the Republica Huddle because we have one of the best to ever do it. The one, the only, Isaiah Thomas is here. Zeke, thanks for making time. Can I call you Zeke? That's cool, right?
You can call me Zeke, but I just want everybody to know who's listening. He's being nice to me, but he really loves Magic Johnson and the Lakers more.
No, you see, when I was growing up, I was raised because as a Filipino boy, we knew that 6 feet is an impossibility in our family. So growing up, when I was telling my parents and my uncles, I was like, "Yo, Magic's really cool, right?" And they're like, yeah. "Watch Isaiah." It's like there's no way you're gonna be 6'9". Watch Isaiah. So a lot of my game and growing up, and so many kids and men here in the Philippines, we've patterned our game after yours, sir.
Well, thank you. And you know, big love and respect to the homeland. You know, I haven't visited, but I understand that there are a lot of Detroit Pistons and Isaiah Thomas fans there, and you know, so big respect to, you know, the homeland.
Let's talk about the 75th anniversary team. Obviously, this is the biggest anniversary that the NBA is celebrating. 75 years of everyone's favorite league. It's been an enormous accomplishment, obviously, by the league and all the trailblazers, yourself being one of the biggest names of those trailblazers to really bring the league to where it is now. I think the highlight celebration is getting those 75 names, technically 76 names, into that 75th anniversary team. What are your thoughts on again being included in that the same way you were included in the top 50? I don't think it was a question about you being in the 75, but what are your thoughts on the NBA reaching 75 years old and the way we've celebrated it so far?
Well, what an amazing honor to be honored and picked as one of the 75, 76 in the, you know, 75th anniversary. The league has survived for 75 years. Not only has it survived, but it's also made, you know, a tremendous impact across the world with the game of basketball, on and off the court, socially changing, you know, fighting for justice around the world. I mean, it's quite an honor to be part of such a league and to be able to represent such a special league.
you look through that list of 75 names and it is just gangbusters, right? I mean, up and down. It doesn't really matter how you arrange that list, alphabetical, by position, by era. You could close your eyes and just pick five and you're like, all right, that's an all-time team. But yeah. I'm gonna do it, right? I'm gonna do it. And I'm sorry to have to put you in that spot. But if you're picking the best out of the best, the five of that 75 list, I mean, who is automatic for you?
I mean, you close your eyes and you pick, but you know, I have to start with the big guys in terms of, you know, Kareem, you know, Wilt. I mean, they had a stat today on NBA TV, and I don't know if you got a chance to see it. You know, it was today in history. Wilt Chamberlain had 50 points and 38 rebounds, right? I mean, just crazy kind of numbers. And then they had a quote from Bill Russell, and Bill Russell said, yes, Wilt, he averaged 50. Now, he averaged 50, so that means some nights he got hot. So on his regular night, he would get 50. And then, you know, so, I mean, to me, Kareem, you know, is my idol, and I consider him the GOAT in terms of what he stood for off the court, what he was able to do on the court. I can't think of anyone who's had a better basketball career from grade school, high school, college, the NBA, right, than him. You know, and then you got so many others. I mean, you got Magic, you got Jordan, you got Bird, you got Dr. J. Like I say, you got Wilt, you got Russell. I mean, I'm with you. Close your eyes and pick, you know. You can't go wrong.
I will say this, though. Some of the Wilt stats, and I mean this with all due respect, some of the Wilt stats, when they show it up on NBA TV or someone puts up a tweet about it, I do a double take, and I'm like, is that a typo? Yeah. It's like, because this is stupid. Averaging 50, because you're right, he may get hot and get more than 50.
Yes.
But that means that the baseline is 50. That means you're tying your shoelaces on looking at him from across, and you're like, he's... Well, coach, I'm going to try to hold him to his average, which is 50.
Yes, which is 50. Which is crazy. It's like, so, I mean, again, and when you look back at some of the film of him and some of the, you know, Bill Russell, and you see those guys run and you see them jump, you know, the athletes today, they like to think that, you know, they were the best athletes. I don't know, when you go back and you look at Wilt and you look at, you know, some of them guys, the way they were running and the way they were jumping, they were tremendous athletes. I mean, tremendous athletes.
I always give them twice the credit because of, one, the shoes they were wearing at the time, being able to, two, like the 12-hour bus rides in between games, and for some of them, the day jobs that they had, to be able to do all of that and still, you know, put up the numbers that they did, and the athletic excellence is just incredible.
I'm gonna add a fourth to that. You know, the social times that they were living in,
right?
You know, a lot of them, you know, they came up in an era where, you know, they couldn't eat in the same restaurants, they couldn't stay in the same hotels. So if you can imagine what their childhood and their teenage lives were like, and to still be able to have these kind of performances, it's mind-boggling. It truly is.
In preparation for this, I just, probably for the 100th time in my life, watched the sprained ankle quarter, 25 points and 88 in the finals. And I look at it, and to this day, it seems like a Wilt Chamberlain stat to me. I have the same feeling when I see it. You've been asked this 100,000 times, sir, but I never have. So I just want to be able to get the opportunity. Can you walk us through a little bit when the pain was throbbing, when people were telling you no more, shut it down. What was going through your mind? And at the same time, how big did that ankle get when you were trying to play through it?
The pain, it definitely was excruciating, and I had never really felt pain like that in my ankle before, and I really thought I had, you know, it was over. but you know, laying there, you just, and for whatever reason, I just started thinking about, you know, my mom and, you know, and all the difficult times that we had growing up, but more importantly, also the difficult times of the Pistons team that we had getting there. You know, we had a lot of heartbreak as a team trying to overcome the Celtics, who were just like ungodly good. I mean, they were, you know, one of the best teams to ever play, you know, basketball. And, you know, so laying there and then trying to, you know, get up and I just said, I'm going to give it, I'm going to try it. And when I went back in the game, truly something magical just happened. And I really can't explain what happened, how it happened, but you know, I started making shots, and you know, they say you get in the zone, and I truly was in the zone. Everything was just in slow motion, and I felt like I could make any shot if I just got my hands on the ball.
People always talk about some of the greatest moments and achievements in NBA history, and we just talked about it. 75 years. There's a whole lot to pick from. You close your eyes and dip your hand in the bucket, you're going to get something that's truly just amazing. But to be able to withstand that kind of pain and do what you did, because some players come back and then they score a bucket, right? And some players come back and they pull off one stop. To do what you did with the ball in your hands, in your size, against that level of opponent on that stage, I would be remiss, sir, if I didn't take this opportunity just to tell you, and I'm sure you've heard it 100,000 million times before, that truly is, in all of sports, not just the NBA, one of the most magical moments we will ever see in our lifetime. And since you talked about the Bad Boy Pistons, because we don't have a lot of time here, defense is the calling card of the Bad Boy Pistons. It was shut down. Doesn't matter how good you are defense as a team, you will have a tough night against us. You look at the current generation of NBA players right now, all present different challenges to defenses, whether it's Curry, whether it's Giannis, whether it's Luka or Braun, right? KD, right? Do you see any one of those guys playing right now? And you just kind of like rub your hands and lick your chops. And you're like, what a challenge it would be to defend this guy. I wish our Bad Boy Pistons had a chance to defend this guy.
No, I see most of these guys and I'm like, I'm glad we didn't have to try to stop that. I mean, when you look at Giannis, you look at Durant, you know, I mean, you know, LeBron now at 36, I think we got a chance. But when LeBron was like, you know, 28, 27, I mean, the size of the people playing now. I mean, when you look at, you know, even a guy like Luka, who's like 6'10", 6'11", I mean, they're just, we, you know, and myself, I'm a small guy, Dumars, Vinny, you know, these guys are just, you know, like, what do you do with Kevin Durant? I mean, we've never seen anything like some of these guys before. Now, you know, defensively, we would try to figure out some scheme to come up with. You know, my high school team was the best defensive team in the state. My college team, if you go back and you look at, you know, what we did in the NC2A in college, the best defensive team in college during the NC2A tournament. My NBA team is probably, you know, I'll put it out there and say we were the best defensive team ever in the NBA.
That's right.
But, you know, when you look at, you know, some of these guys in terms of the rules that they're playing with now, they'd be difficult to stop.
If I had the time machine, though, I'd bet that Mr. Lambeer, Mr. Dumars, the rest of the squad would give them enough challenge. Lastly,
We would figure out a way.
Yeah, I don't think anyone doubts that. Before we wrap up, this is a great big celebration, not just of your accomplishment of being part of the NBA 75, but the league as well on its 75th year. You very closely watch the action, obviously, with your job covering the league now. What are you most excited for the 75th year, whether it's a player, whether it's a team, you know, when you're turning on your league pass and all the games are there, what are you going like, oh, that's the one. Those are the guys I want to watch right now.
You know, I'm so excited about the point guards now. Mm. You know, when you look at Ja Morant, you look at Trae Young, you look at LaMelo Ball. I mean, these guys right now, you know, and the old guard, you know, they've done their thing. You know, the Stephs, the Dames, the Kyries, you know, they've done their thing. These young point guards that are coming up, ooh-wee, I get excited when I watch them. Just as excited a couple of years ago, whenever Steph Curry would play against Kyrie Irving, for me, it was must-see TV. Mm. I had to watch it. I had to be there to look at it. And I'm looking at these young guys now that are coming up, you know, Ja, Ball, and Young. Anytime one of those guys are playing, I want to watch.
And, you know, we always appreciate you on the chair and on TV breaking the game down for us. It is truly a treasure. And I wish we had more time together. But to part, I will say this. There's a lot of very, very accomplished individuals like yourself, some less accomplished than you, who are very, very quick to gatekeep the compliment and gatekeep that greatness in the NBA. You, sir, I think are one of the most gracious legends that are out there today. And you were first to share the spotlight and share the credit and deflect the compliment, actually, and tell us about how great your peers were, those that came before you were, and now what you just did, that next generation. It's truly refreshing, and you offer the best that the game has to offer, sir. So thank you very much for making time.
Well, thank you. And it was a pleasure and a joy to talk to you.
It's been a ton of fun talking to Isaiah Thomas, but all good things must come to an end. Thankfully, the NBA season keeps going. We invite you to keep watching the season live on One Sports, TV5, and on NBA TV Philippines. Or, of course, you can just bring it with you anywhere you want on demand via NBA League Pass. And don't forget to drop by nbastore.com.ph to load up on some gear, whether it's fresh releases or classic favorites. Once again, thank you very much. We'll be back with more.
I want a million lives. I want a billion profits when all that I got is a villainous mind. I keep a reel in the pocket while you hear the venomous lies. I do not speak like a prophet because I got a million styles. Let's see what's really inside. Pulling over in the whip, flying out another trip.